All right. Okay, so now we are going to continue where we left off with, here we go. Let's get to the BRB. Not all the way to the beginning. Okay, so let's do just a super quick recap, just because it's been a bit of time. Right, we're dealing with the Sugya of Ones, in particular the Sugya of the Gemara says basically. In the case of Ones, so right, they would move weddings off of Wednesday. So right, the Shilton, the hegemon, the governor wouldn't come and abduct the bride, essentially, because pikuach nefesh. So the Gemara wants to know, wait, why are we saying this? That's not pikuach nefesh, right? That's Ones. That's definitely a problem. But you wouldn't call that pikuach nefesh, right? Why is it pikuach nefesh? So the answer is, because they would then give up their lives. Somewhere says, well, we should probably tell them that, literally the ones shari, right? We should tell them that, in the case of ones, they are able to go on with their lives and they haven't done anything wrong. So why are we calling it pikuach nefesh? So the answer says, oh, well, ikar prutos, right? If we just tell everyone that can be an issue also. And also, we don't want to totally get rid of the side point. We don't want to get rid of the takana of having it on Wednesdays. In general, the Gemara wants to, well, why don't we just get rid of this takana entirely, right? And say, like, I don't know, roll a dice before you, for you, for what day of the week to get married, right? Don't start making all these cheshbonos. And the Gemara answers, takanas darbanan pnei lo akrinan. We maintain our takanas darbanan even in the face of great difficulty. And even if we have to temporarily suspend it, we don't get rid of it entirely. Right? We want to maintain like the vestiges of this takana. Like once it's on the books, we take that very seriously, which is also it's an interesting point. Okay, oops, wrong way. Let's get used to the fact that I switched PowerPoint to be in Hebrew. So now all the buttons go back; they are other way. Okay, so Tosos wants to know. Oh, wait a second, right? Literally, the one is shari. Shouldn't that be aser, because Gila Raya, Shlichus Tamim, and Vodazara are all part of the Gimel Chamuros, which are Yahari Vayavon. Right? So Tosos basically brought up two opinions, right? Tosos brought up the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. They basically said that Bilas Gai doesn't really count, right? It's not Oser, or it's not part of Gila Raya's to be Yahari Vayavor. It might, and then the parallel question of what about Biratzon? Is Znus with a guy going to make an Isser between her and her husband? Is it going to create an Isser between her and the guy if he ever is Megayer, right? If he ever becomes Jewish, etc. So Rabbeinu Tam says, right, Bias guy can be as Behema, it doesn't count. It's not in the right playing field. And therefore, right, literally the Anesh Shari. But we point out a few issues with that, or just questions, which is just because right, there's no yichus or other things, why should that create this result of saying that in the case of ones, it doesn't fall under like the iser gilarayos that you have to be yahrik v'yavor for? Number one. Number two is why shouldn't there be iser to the husband? And that brought up two points. One is, right, maybe there's this really let's say part of the iser of Gilui Raos, or part of the impact of Gilui Raos, is right what it does to right to the concept of Ishus, to the social fabric, and this idea of social fabric has come up a few times. So maybe really that's a big part of it, and because the guy is just not part of the social fabric that we're dealing with, so it doesn't have that impact. In which case, the Gilui Raos, right? If we say, oh, Gilui Raos is okay in cases of Ones. Right, so then say the sacrosanctitude of Ishus, right, is threatened. But here, because he's just not part of the playing field, so it doesn't necessarily create that Isra Labal in case of Baraton. In the case of Ones, it doesn't fall under Gilui Raos. That's one part of it, one possibility. Another part, right, is that no, really, it just doesn't register in the same way. right? As terms of like a generalized maises nus, it counts, right? Just like Rabbi Natan brings up bias behima, right? It's totally like maisa of like gilarayos, let's say, but it's not mechayiv isur labaal. Question is, shouldn't it also be, I don't know, like avodas, like yahar vayavor? Why isn't it yahar vayavor, right? If it's still an aver chamura. So for that, we'll turn to this next, to the next topic of why are the gemoa ve'eros, right? Gidarash v'chitam avodazara, yahar vayavor. Okay? Just before we address that, the other shita was to say that that no, of course, Bias Gai is going to create the same issue, but the solution here is the idea of Karika Olam, that Yehiva Yavor means you should be Harig V'al Yavor. You shouldn't do something, right? Gilarayo says that the Isser of Gilarayo Shechazam of Vodzara only apply to doing something. You cannot do them, and rather you must let the person kill you rather than go and do gilarayos, right? Rather than go and do shvichas damim, right? But what if you're totally passive? What if you're not doing anything? Let's say you're technically right involved in the avera in a very technical sense, but you haven't actually committed the avera. You're not doing anything, right? So let's say you're a passive participant, right? Are you a participant at all in the avera? Right? You could be a victim of the Avera without actually being a participant in the Avera. Maybe the Isra of Gilarayos Shechazam Avodah Zarah as Yahar Vayavor is only to participate in them and not just the fact that the Avera happened, right? So that's the counter shita of the Rifam. And that gets into the this question of, well, is Yahar Gval Yavor based on, what's it based on, right? Is it the existence of the Avera itself? Or is it based on, the problem of participating in the Avera, right? Which of those is really primary, okay? So now we're going to go and look at the question of Yahar Gval Yavor. So the Baal HaMor has a very interesting shita. He says, "Shalosh averos halalu shizkarnu dinan shaveh, v'hani mili kulhu dekamechavin hanachri la'avure li Yisrael." Says the Baal HaMor, when do we apply the din of Yahar Gval Yavor? Only when what? When the nachri, when the guy is trying to make the Jew violate his religion. Aval lehanas atzmo losh nahachi v'losh nahachi shari. Okay, so Baal HaMor says, well, if the guy is just, I don't know, for whatever reason, he gets a kick out of, let's say whatever avodah zarah he was trying to get you to do, right? I don't know. Let's say it's avodah zarah to play basketball. Right? They worship of this idol by playing basketball, but he loves basketball. So he's like, all right, you're playing basketball with me, or else. You know, it's not because he's religiously trying to make you violate your religion, right? He just wants someone to play, you know, religious basketball or religion ball with him, right? So says the Baal HaMor, even though you're committing avodah zarah, let's say, right? That's fine because it's not for religious purposes, right? So the idea of the gimel chamuros, says the Baal HaMor, is really just that if the guy's doing it in order to make you violate your religion, that's when it's yahar gval yavor. Okay. Now, an exception to that, Rachel's about to ask about, what are you about to ask, Rachel? I'm actually not going to put words in your mouth. I'm just going to let you really say. Right. What were you about to ask?
It's probably not as good of a question, so I'll ask whatever you were at. No. My question was just, I always thought that this kind of sounds like the Shas Hatcha, which I thought was something we say about all mitzvos. Like if they're trying, I don't know if this is exactly what this is. Yes. But if there's this Gzeiras Hashmad and they're trying to stop you from being Jewish, really because they don't want you to be Jewish, then it applies to all mitzvos, not only these three. I don't know. Yes. Yeah.
Exactly. So the Baal HaMor basically says, oh, really the paradigm for Yahar Gval Yavor is what Rachel's referencing, right? This idea of Shas Hashmad. Then in a time of persecution, basically everything becomes Yahar Gval Yavor because we have to either stand our ground or give up on our religion, right? So we're defending our religious autonomy, and then everything becomes life or death. And the basis of that, the pashtus, is what? Is this idea of Kiddush Hashem, right? When Kadashi B'toch Bnei Yisrael, you have a chiyuv, you have a mitzvah to, you know, to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim, right? Let's say we call it dying al Kiddush Hashem. And the idea is that, you know, have to be able to give up your life to maintain not just being Jewish, but to, you know, protect and defend Judaism. And the Baal Mor basically says, no, that's the only din. Now, there is one other exception, right? Which is what? Yeah, Eitan.
Robin in front of 10 men.
No, so that, I think that would be part of it, right? That would be just an extension of that. That's another, right? Doing it in public would be just an expansion of that rule, which is, okay, well, that's in public, right? That's Chil Hashem. So
that also, what was it? What's the exact question?
My question is the opposite. What's the one exception where you have to give up your life, even though it's not like a religious issue? Not like as part of like Kiddush Hashem.
As you leave the train, as I say, to do it in private, but like dafka to go against the mitzvah of the Hashem.
I'm saying, when is it not part of Chil Hashem? What would the Baal Mor have to be moda to that there is a din of Yahari Vayavor, but not because of Chil Hashem? Murder. Yeah, murder. Right? Because murder, the Gemara actually gives a different argument for, which is mi amris de dama didach sumak tfei. Right? Dama dama didei sumak tfei. Right? Which, you know, in modern jargon says, right, who says his blood is red, your blood is redder than his? Right? So, okay. Now that just, again, right, hints to getting back to the top of the chart. Ba-ba-ba-bum, right? Is it fundamentally the mitzvos are v'chai behem. Right, you should live, right, as a Jew. You should, you know, live a Torah life. So that involves living, right? So what? V'chai b'hem says anytime there's a mitzvah versus death, you should v'chai b'hem, v'lo sh'yamos b'hem. However, right, is your chai b'hem doesn't override someone else's v'chai b'hem. So therefore, in the case of murder, right? In which case, you would be obligated to give up your life. You can't kill him because, right, who says that his blood is redder? Right? On the other hand, in the other cases, is because it's a positive mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, right, that says, oh, here you should be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim, right, and you have like a mitzvah to give up your life to be Mekadesh Shem Hashem. Okay, so it basically says, really, the fundamental principle is v'chai b'hem, right? And that would apply, in theory, across the board. However, right, there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, okay? Or an isser of mimachal shem shamayim, right? And therefore, you also need to do that. Also should be doing that. Okay. Oops, wrong direction. On the other hand, the Ramban offers the classic explanation that we're all more familiar with, which is, right, the gimel chamuros are more chamor, right? But it says shemina mina she gimel averos chamuros asuros afilu lahanas atzman teida shari gimel averos ilu hachamurot lo mipnei kiddush Hashem nasru, right? They're very chamor, they're very serious, severe. Right, and therefore, afal pisha inom miskavin lahaviro, even though it has nothing to do with religion, right? He wants to be over in Gilai Raios because, right, he for no religious reason lahanas atzmo aser aval shar haaviros shenesru mivinas kadashti hutru lahanas atzman halikom mishum kiddush Hashem. Right, he says in the case of other mitzvos, a bif farhesia. So then there's a mitzvah of netkadashti, right? But the gimel chamuros, right, aren't because of Kiddush Hashem, but it's because they're chamur, right? Basically, pikuach nefesh is only doche, right, mitzvos, let's say kalos or mitzvos regilos, but these gimel chamuros are so chamur that it's not doche. Okay, getting back to, so let's try to think. Again, I don't think it's a super obvious or a simple, or I don't think necessarily even I'm convinced exactly how it should align. But if we go back to our discussion earlier, right, of lidush lehu the ones shari, right? Why would it be that ones is going to be mutter for cases of gilarai of ones, right? Both Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivam, right? Rabbeinu Tam said, right, because bias guy doesn't count, right? And the Rivam said, oh, because if you're totally passive, then that doesn't count. Yeah.
Maybe you can say if it's not gimel chamur, it's about like, the actual severity of the thing you did wrong. If it was ones, there was no actual like wrong act in the, like you doing it. But if it's about farhasya, like chol Hashem, it's about like an abomination being in public that desecrates God's name, and maybe that would be not. Or if ones is pater, would be gimel chamur, and if not, it'd be farhasya.
Say that one more time.
If ones was putter, it would mean that it's about the severity of your action and actual punishment. So I think that would line up with gimel chamorot, whereas if ones wasn't putter, then it would be just there's an objective abomination of God's name that desecrates his name in public, and that would maybe wouldn't be putter for ones. So it's just about an act of abomination happening in public which desecrates God's name.
So, meaning if you say the explanation of Karka Olam, so you can say it's because of Gimel Chamuros, right? So those are very severe Isurim, so you can't do them. But here, you're not doing anything, right? So that mitigates the actual Isur, as opposed to if you think it's Midin Kiddush Hashem, right? So then that wouldn't necessarily make such a difference. All right. Okay. Interesting. I was thinking more along those lines. Also, how would you explain then Rabbeinu Tam's answer though? I mean, if you hold, let's say like Rabbeinu Tam, right? So we're putting Rabbeinu Tam together with the idea of Kiddush Hashem, and then Rabbeinu Tam would be saying that Bias Guy, right, wouldn't necessarily count as Chil Hashem.
Right. Now it's because of the whole in the social circle sense of the social paradigm. Right?
Yeah. Yes. Okay, good. Right. So I think it actually does work out because if the Gila Raias is happening between two Jews, so then the idea of like this Chil Hashem, right, is you know part. It's not just right. What's the Chil Hashem? It's something that is also, let's say, it's Mechalel Shem Shamayim in Klal Yisrael or in relationship to Klal Yisrael, right? And therefore, like if two Jews are being over on let's say Isser Ish Nesish together, right? So that really undermines. Right, creates Shem Hashem on Klal Yisrael, right? Unlike the idea of Kiddush Yisrael. Stam a Maisa Avir of Znus, while it can be very chamor, right? It doesn't necessarily have the same Chil Hashem impact. And I think that could be part of the Rabbeinu Tam approach. And I think that could work out very very well. I can say, okay, if it's a midin. So then, if you're not doing anything, you're not doing anything. So you're right, it's still usser, right? It's still a major isser. But if you're not participating, right? So just like by Shabbos, we'll say, oh, misasek, right, is pater. And by other averos, we'll say, oh, well, misasek is, you know, is a lower level problem, right? So maybe, similarly, right, we could say, okay, right, if you're totally passive, there's a difference between passive, right, being over b'shevi al tase and being over b'kumbase, right? So here too, right, if you're totally passive, so it just makes a huge difference, right? Just like yesh koach b'achachamim lach or dov min ha-Torah b'shevi al tase, but not necessarily b'kumbase, right? The whether or not you're active or passive makes a huge impact on like the level of the iser. Now, you could, again, flip this, right? I just want to make add a caveat that it's not necessarily 100% that this is the way it works out, because, again, we could say, well, when it comes to Kiddush Hashem, if you're active or passive, that makes a huge difference, right? Being machal Hashem, or no, you're not doing anything, right? So you're totally passive, right? But I would say And on the flip side, right, in terms of chumras ha'avira, right, to say, oh, well, you know, maybe like biaska is just less chamor. Right, and then if it doesn't create Yisrael Baal, you see that it's not as chomor, and once it's not as chomor, so maybe also Yerek Bayavar doesn't apply because it's not quite the same chomer haveira. The reason why I don't see that as so compelling is because the nature of the Isser or the chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem is proactive, right? It's not so much, right, velo techalu et shem kachi, it's Yisrael, right? It's like a chiv to mekadeshim shamayim. In which case, the idea of karka olam, the idea of being totally passive, would be much less relevant, I think. Okay, so interesting nafkamina of this would be, what about a guy? Okay, the Gemara in Sanhedrin asks, "Bo minei Ravami ben Noach mitzuva al kiddush Hashem or in mitzuva al kiddush Hashem?" Right? Does a guy have to give up his life al kiddush Hashem? Right, let's say he's, you know, someone holds a gun to his head and says, oh, do gila raya shvichas damim or vodzar. Right? So maybe shvichas damim, he can't, because mi amrshin damim didachsum maktvei. But let's say a vodzar, right? So the Gemara, our Gemara leaves it as the tzarachiyan. The Yerushalmi, though, the Rabba Bayi Rabbi Ami, goyim al shiyu mitzuvin al kiddush Hashem, amar lei, v'net kadashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael, Yisrael mitzuvin al kiddush Hashem, v'in goyim mitzuvin al kiddush Hashem. Okay? So, he takes it as pashut, as that, you know, Bnei Yisrael are chayiv and goyim are not, because it's Bnei Kadashti B'toch Bnei Yisrael, and therefore the chi of Kiddush Hashem is really on dafka on Jews, right? If it's a proactive mitzvah of being Mekadesh in Hashem, so then the goyim are, a goy is not chayiv on that, right? If it's a basic idea of the chumras ha'aveira, right, some things are so heinous that you cannot do them even at the cost of your life, right, then it should apply to a guy as well. The pashtas. Right? And that's, or it very well might apply. Again, you can argue because it could be in the, right, the nature of the chiyuv mitzvos is different, right? But the fact that it's pashtas to the Yerushalmi, right, that it's only Bnei Yisrael because of Vinit Kadashti, B'toch Bnei Yisrael, I think implies the idea of, it's really about the Kiddush Hashem component. Okay. Someone have a question? Rachel, do you have a question?
It's kind of a vague question. I kind of had a preconceived notion that the reason why those were the Gimel Chamuros was because they are like the epitome of Kiddush Hashem. That even in not at the time of Gezeirah Shema, it would be some kind of desecration of Hashem's name because of the degree.
Okay. Yeah, that's what Baal says. Yeah, correct. Okay. If you heard the Baal more. It's only right when there's some sort of religious overtone. It doesn't have to be a shatz shmad, but the person who's doing it, right, needs to have some sort of religious intent, as opposed to just lahanas atzma. Right, like in our basketball example, if he just, you know, he just worships the hoop, so then him forcing you to play avodah zarah ball is lahanas atzmo, just because he really needs someone to play with, and he's evil and will threaten to kill people if he doesn't get his, you know, his avodah zarah ball fix. So then, so then that would not be harag v'yavor, even though you're worshiping avodah zarah.
Okay, a follow up on this then, just based on the way that it's phrased, does it matter?
Can you play avodah zarah ball?
I definitely did have a. I mean, I feel like I can picture that, but does it matter the intent of the Jew who's doing it? Because let's say they're only doing it la notes at smo, This definitely sounds like you're talking about
right. Yeah, so the fact that you're only doing it because of ones, if you're still doing like the actions, let's say like, you know, classic examples like bowing down to Lazar and stuff like that, or bring a car, like stuff like you, I think we assume that it's that counts as a Vodazara. But it is an interesting question.
You're not getting any benefit from it, obviously.
Well, if it's, we don't care about you. I think we care about the other right. person, like the person who's forcing you, right? Because is, and that's like how we measure the.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. The Hashem.
It'd be cool if it was just based on, you know, my intention wasn't to do any harm or whatever, not to desecrate. You know, I didn't mean anything on you, God. It was just.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not what we're doing. Okay.
Okay. Here's a big. Oh, by the way, this is funny to me. And I keep making jokes about it. So now I'm just gonna share this. And we know what this is. This is a Avodah Zarah ball. The Mayans played a sport game, a baseball, basketball of sorts. Okay. But I think the ball was like in the hoop was like sideways in the wall. Okay. And it was part of their, part of the religion. Okay. The conflict of forces of darkness and light are described and enacted. Okay. One second. There's something fun. And then they played it. And I think there's some decapitating going on also. Religious aspect, here we go. A rigorous event of regeneration that they saw as integral to their continued religious existence. Right? They showed devotion to their gods by playing the game and by sacrifices. The scholars debate about who is subject to ritual killing at ball games and how frequently. Okay, so Maisa, here's the hoop fixed into the side of the wall. Moral of the story is that, let's say someone wants to play Mayan religious ball, but, right, only because he loves the game and not because he wants to worship Avodah Zarah. So I wasn't totally making it up. Although, honestly, I must confess that when I started giving that example, I wasn't thinking about this. And then it just hit me that, like, oh, wait, I thought I was giving a ridiculous example. And it turns out that I'm actually just giving a totally historically accurate one. So you should know that no matter how weird the Avodah Zarah example you're trying to give, there's probably an Avodah Zarah that worships it. I actually just blew my own mind that I gave a ridiculous example of an Avodah Zarah, and it turns out it's a real Avodah Zarah. Okay, fine. So now, next up is what's the sheet of the Rambam? Okay, so the Rambam clearly it falls bikaron into the Kiddush Hashem camp because where does he put the din of Yehar Gvayavor? You guessed it, in Hilchos Avodah Torah when he's dealing with Halachos of Kiddush Hashem. Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvin Al Kiddush Hashem Hagadol Hazeh Shenemar Vinit Kadashti B'toch Bnei Yisrael. ומוזהרין שלא לחללו, שנאמר, ולא תחללו את שם קודשי. כיצד? כשיעמוד עובד כוכבים ויאנוס את ישראל לעבור על אחת מכל מצוות המורות בתורה, או יהרגנו, יעבור ואל יהרג. שנאמר, במצוות אשר עשה אותם האדם וחי בהם. וחי בהם ולא שימות בהם. ומת ולא עבר, אחרי זה מתחייב בנפשם. First of all, that's not how you expected this first halacha to go. What is it? Oh, Yechayv and Kiddush Hashem, and therefore, in a case of Sha'asa Shmad, or, right, Lahaviru Al-Data, then you have a Chiyuv to be Yehar Gvayav, right? But the Rambam doesn't. He says, oh, what's the mitzvah, Kitzad? What's the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? He starts with, if a guy comes and tries and threatens to kill you, right, in case of Pikuach Nefesh, Yavur Vayahareg, right, you should be over and do it and not get killed, because mitzvos are V'chayv behem. And if you give up your life when you're not supposed to, right, then you're chayv misa, because you've thrown away your life, you've violated halacha, right? Bamed varim amurim b'shar mitzvot chutz me'avodah kochavim v'gidol ha'arat v'shichrut damim, aval shalosh averot elu im yomer lo avor al achat mehen o tehareg, yehareg v'al yavor. Bamed varim amurim b'zman sh'avod kochavim mitkaven lahanat atzmo, כגון שאני אנצות לבנות לו ביתו בשבת, או לבשל לו תבשילו, או אנס אישה לבוא עליו וכיוצא בזה, אבל אם מתכוון להעבירו על מצוות בלבד, אם היה בינו לבין עצמו, ואין שם עשרה מישראל יעבור ויהרג, ואם אנצו להעבירו בעשרה מישראל יהרג ויעבור, אפילו לא נתכוון להעבירו, אלא מצווה משאר מצוות בלבד. Okay, so it says, first of all, what is Kiddush Hashem? In the case of Pikuach Nefesh, where a guy threatens to kill you, you should be over and do it because of a chaybeh. That's the first thing he wants to tell us about Kiddush, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Then, right, in cases of Farhesia or Gimel Chamuros, then you should be Yehareg Ba'yavar, right, as part of Kiddush Hashem. The first of all, it's fascinating, he sees, right, like V'chaybehem sounds like it's part of Kiddush Hashem, right? Part, like, you know, part of, like, Kiddush Hashem is also certain, like, you know, Torah is V'chaybehem, is Chiyos, is also Rachamininu, etc. Okay. Oops, my direction. Chol advarma ilu, shelo b'shas ha'gzira, b'shas ha'gzira, v'hu shiyamud melech rasha, kimnucha netzer v'chavirav, v'yigzir gzira l'yisro l'vatel datamo, mitzvah min ha'mitzvos, yahargo yavor, afilo achas v'shar v'shar v'shar, b'y d'aynas, b'toch hasara, b'y d'aynas, b'y d'aynas, b'y d'aynas, b'y d'aynas, and kol mi shenemar v'yavor v'yaharig, v'neharag v'lo avar, ha'rez mitzchayet b'nafsho. Okay, again, the Rambam says, if you're supposed to be over and not get killed, and you get yourself killed, you're chayet b'nafsho. And in cases where you're supposed to let yourself get killed, then you do, right? Then you're Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. It's also very interesting that the stakes are uneven, right? If you get killed when you're not supposed to, you are Mechayiv Benafsha. You're basically like Kivyachol Chayiv Misa for having gotten yourself killed. If you are get killed when you're supposed to, right? As far as I wanted to say, like, on one hand, right, they're the best. On the other hand, you know, don't try to get yourself into this group, because if you do when you're not supposed to, then you're chayv misa. ועליהם נאמר, כי אליך הרגנו כל יום, נחשבנו בצון תפחה, ועליהם נאמר, אספו לי חסידי כותי בריתי עליי את הלבח, וכל מי שנאמר בו יהרג ויעבור ועבר ולא נרג, הרי זה מחל לס השם. Right? And if you're over when you should have been יהרג ויעבור, then you're מחל השם שמיים, ומהי בעשר מזור, זה חיל השם ברבים, וביטו מצס עשה שהיא קידוש השם, ועבר על מצס לא תעשה שהיא חיל השם, ואף על פי כן, בני שעבר באונס, אין מלכן עושה. Okay, even if you kill someone bonus, we still don't kill you because you did a bonus. So therefore, right, the sin of onus shachon apatre. Shein malkin umisin el over bertzono ubeidin vasra. The whole din of onus is only when you do something willingly. Shenemar benosim izar lemolach v'natati ani panai biish hahu v'pnei hashmua lamdu hahu lo onus lo shogeg v'lamute umayim avod kochavim shichamur mikol. העובר אותה בעונס אינו חייב קריס, אין צורך לומר מיסי פזן, קו חומר לשם מצוס אמורס בתורה. ובראייס הוא אומר, ולנערה לא תעשה דבר, אבל אם יכול למעלה נפשו לברוח מתחת יד המלך הרשע, ואינו עושה, הנה הוא ככלב ששב על קהו, והוא נקרא עובד 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 מיסי, והוא נקרא מעולם האבא, ויורד למדרגה התחתונה של גהן. Okay, so if you could have escaped and you didn't, then you're in big trouble, but otherwise, you're okay. Now, right, what do we see, right, from the Rambam here? I think what we see is relatively is this idea that, first of all, if you are over, if you're over, right, you're still not really, really over, right? It seems like. I mean, in any case of onus, even when you're chayv to be harig by yavor, you're still not getting a nanash because you didn't really do the avera, right? Or you did the avera by onus, so it doesn't have the same level of severity. Now, again, I think that's lishita so, that therefore, you can't be chayiv misa because it was bonus. And it's harder to say that it's yehareg v'yavor because of the chumras aveira, because you didn't really totally do the aveira, right? Because you did a bonus, so you didn't really do it. Okay? Nafka mina, one of the Talmidim of the Ramban, Rabbeinu David, says what? It says if you are over on the yehareg v'yavors, when you should have been yehareg v'yavor, you're chayiv misa because you were over on Gila Rash, Shechazam, or over Zara, right? And for the Rambam says, of course you aren't. Because what? Because you're onus, right? You didn't really do it. Okay? So for the Rambam, the whole discussion, there's a question of, okay, you know, in case of ones, so it's ones, and you can really do the Avera, right? But it's all about Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem, right? What happens if you were over, when you should have been Yahar Bayavar and you did the Avera, Hariz Chilul Hashem, right? But that's the issue. The issue is really a Chilul Hashem one. Yeah. Sammy had a question? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if our service is good enough right now. Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. Yeah, you paused and you got frozen, but now you're on.
Okay, great. Okay, great. I agree. I just want to. The Rambam says it as in Malkin or Mamisin Ella the Over Biratono of Eidin Vasra. It seems a little technical, more than like you weren't over the Avera. It's not saying that you weren't over the Avera. I think he's just saying like, we can't give you punishment because, you know, there weren't Eidim and Hasra. I guess the Birtsono adds in a certain level of, like, when it's Be'ones, there's, like, a fun, maybe you can make a claim of more of, like, a, you know, qualitative, like, distinction about the nature of the Vera, but it seems a lot of it's technical.
Okay, yeah, so that is something I've been debating. It's a very good point you're bringing up, which is it, how do you interpret this, right? Is it because you don't get punished because you didn't do it, right? Ones is like, you know, it's as if you didn't really do it, or because it's ones, you don't get punished, and that's a din and onshin, right? It's not like you didn't do the Avera. You totally did the Avera. You're just not going to get punished for it because in onshin umamis and ela bertzona, right? And those are two different things because, right, big nafkamina would be chumras ha-Avera, right? If you think that you could say exactly that you totally were over on the Avera, and the Avera has total Chumras Avera, but we're not going to punt, and therefore, you know, even Karka Olam, maybe you're chayav to be Yahrag Bayavor, and it's real, you know, Gila Rayas, etc. But because it's, because you didn't do it Beratzon, so you're not going to get punished for it, because Onshin, the idea of being, of punishment is for cases of Beratzon. Right? And onshin and aviras are two different things, right? The reason why I'm not nota in that direction is because the Rambam just really, really emphasizes again and again and again, right, that these are because of what? They're part of Kiddush Hashem. You're supposed to be, you do it, you're supposed to give up your life because of Yahrag Vayavor, because of Kiddush Hashem, right? Imhaya Bisrael, and he didn't do it, right? Avar v'lo nerag, hariza mechal es Hashem. We don't say like hariza avar, you know, al gilu arayas shichadam avodah zarah. The emphasis isn't on like, dude, you were just over avodah zarah, right? It's what did you do? You're mechal Hashem, shem shemai. I would have said first like you just were over avodah zarah and you're mechal shem shemai, right? But the Rambam says, oh, you are mechal shem shemai, right? Hariza chil Hashem. And even though you're Machal Shem Hashem, in Malkin Osov, in Tzarech Lomar, in Mamisin Osov, Filo Harag Ba'onesh, in Malkin Mamisin Osov. I think it's kind of a little bit in between because you were still over the Isser, right? You were over the Isser because Rambam feels the need to say, well, oh, but, you know, we're not going to give you punishment because it wasn't Baratzon. But the emphasis isn't on like, oh, and there's Chumras Avera. Right, it's oh, you're still over. You're lemaisa. You're over the iser, right? But you did a bonus, so therefore you don't get any onus. But I think it's like kind of like an in between state between the two extremes, between of what like the extreme I'm presenting and kind of like the extreme that Samuel is pointing out is potentially there. So I wouldn't say it's totally technical, but I guess right. I guess I kind of oversold a little bit on the Rambam that like oh, you just didn't do it, but it's still chilul Hashem. Let's go back for 1 second and see if there's another deek to make about that point. No, I'm not sure. But right, his emphasis also is about, right, if you're supposed to be a Yavor Vayehareg, so he's like, it's very clear that like you're Mechayev Nafsho if you didn't, which again, I feel like focuses a lot on this idea that, like, in the cases of, like, pikuach nefesh, you know, like it really undermines the iser, right? The onus really undermines the iser. Okay, now this is an interesting distinction that the Rambam makes. Ki'inyan she'amru ba'onsin, kach amru b'chalayim. Okay, if you're ill, it's very similar to onus. Similar, but not the same. Ketzad, misha chala v'nat alamos, v'amru ha'rofim she'refuasa b'davar ploni me'isurim she'betora osin. Misapin, v'chol isurim she'betora v'makum sakana, chutz me'vorzar gidurais v'shichuz damim. She'afil v'makum sakana, im misrapin behen, v'im avar v'nisrapa, onshan ozo bezdin, onish haroyla. But there's a distinction, because in the case of a medicine, right, if you go and do them in order to heal yourself, so then you're chayiv, and Bezin will actually punish you. This is really, there are two separate limudim. There's one for kila rayos and shvichus damim, right, which is in dochin nefesh b'pnei nefesh, okay, and that rayos are like pikuach nefesh, or like ritzicha. And separately, there's a din of v'haftas shem lokecha by avodah zara, right? Afilu notzlas nafshecha. So the Rambam's kind of like painting just like a very complicated picture, right? Because until now, it was like, okay, right? It's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Now he's saying, well, actually, right? When it comes to Ritzicha, it's Svara also, right? Because of, right? Miyam Rosh Hashanah Didach Sumak Tvei. Gila Rayos is Hukash to Ritzicha. So that's, right, that's different than saying it's Omidin Kiddush Hashem. So it's a little bit confusing, right? Then the Rambam says also when it comes to pikuach nefesh that's not being caused by an outside onus, no one's forcing you to do it, so then you would get punished, right? So I think for the Rambam there actually really are these two layers overlapping each other. There's one is the din of Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem. And separately, there's this idea of onus normally makes, gets you out of onshin, but also kind of makes your avera not present, right? It eliminates your, or undermines the ma'aseh avera. And then in the case of refua, in case where you're sick, no one's forcing you, right? It's only pikuach nefesh, but without onus. All right, so pikuach nefesh says, v'chai behem v'lo she'yamas behem. So that says you don't have to, right? It wipes out, it gets rid of other isurim. But in the case of Yidah Raya Shlichus Damim, V'chai Behem doesn't apply. Right? So you have really a few different questions. You have, does V'chai Behem apply? Right? Number one. Number two is it onas? Right? So if it's onas, so you didn't really do it, and therefore you don't get onas for it. In the case of a choli, there's no onas, it's just V'chai Behem. But Gil Rashi Chazdam and Vodzara are not Nidche, right? Therefore, you'd get punished for it. Okay? So Ones gets you out of punishment and undermines the Maisa Avera. Choli just says V'chai Behem V'lo She'yamus Behem. So Gil Rashi Chazdam and Vodzara by Choli are going to get you Ones Bezdin because at the end of the day, your Maisa is fully intact. Right? You do the Avera. But V'chai Behem says that in cases other than those big three, you should just go and do it. Okay? So what happens is that you really have Kiddush Hashem comes and says, even in cases of Ones by the big three, because, okay, why do you need Kiddush Hashem then? Right? If V'chai Behem doesn't apply. So the answer is, well, in case of Ones, right, that undermines your Ma'aseh Aveira. So really, what should happen? Even if V'chai Behem doesn't apply, you shouldn't get, it should be okay because it's not really a normal Ma'aseh Aveira. Right? And Kiddush Hashem says, oh, even though the onus undermines the Ma'aseh Aveira, you should still give up your life. Right? I'm just going to recap that because I think that's a little bit confusing. All right, so for the Rambam, you have, on the base layer, you have this idea, you have v'chay behem v'lo sheyamus behem, and that says that normally, right, a mitzvah don't apply when pikuach nefesh is involved. Then we have a din of the makom sakanas nefashos in over now achas mishal shaveros elu, right, because the hafza shem lokecha b'chol levavcha afilo no talas nefshecha, and gidurei shvichus damim, right, are misvar, essentially. Okay? That says that those are not v'chaydeh. Okay, those are not b'chlal v'chaydeh. Then, right, we have the fact that in the case of ones, right, that undermines your ma'aseh aveira. Okay, so v'chaydehen will say that in cases of refua, right, where it's to heal yourself, you can use anything except for those three. But of those three, they're not nidche, and therefore you'd also be chayv onshin if you did it, right? If you did gilei raios in order to heal yourself, you'd be chayv misa, because you're just over on gilei raios, right? Then, in the case of ones, then there's another issue, even before we get to this idea of v'chay ben, which says, right, and I think this is really interesting, the Rambam says, kol beis yisrael mitzuvin al kiddush Hashem, right? What's the first example? Ketzad, kishiyamor over kav v'yanas yisrael la'avod achas m'kol mitzvah samuras v'torah, yahagenu yavor v'al yaharek, shenemar, asher yasai adam v'chay ben. Okay, he says that as before he ever comes in and says that in the case of Choli. He should have started with Choli. And the answer is he didn't start with Choli because he sees this also as, in case of like Ones, as also part of Kiddush Hashem. Part of Kiddush Hashem is also that you're O Yavar Va Yahareg, I think, in cases where you're supposed to be, right? And separately, that you're Yahag Vayavor when you shouldn't. But in both cases, right, he doesn't, because he doesn't bring V'chai Behem as the, he brings V'chai Behem as part of the, of this Kiddush Hashem, and not as V'chai Behem as the reason why you can be over in cases of Pikuach Nefesh. Right? That just kind of brings it all out of order. I'll just rephrase this. Right? The Rambam should have said pikuach nefesh, v'chay behem, right? Then cases where pikuach nefesh doesn't apply, right? And then cases where you're supposed to be moser nefesh. The Rambam does the opposite. He starts with pikuach nefesh, with kiddush Hashem, yavor v'al yahare. Then he gets to kiddush Hashem, yahare v'al yavor, right? But ones, so no onesh. Then he gets to cases where there's choli and no ones, but v'chay behem. And then finally he gets to yahag v'yavors when there's no ones. Right? If it had been the opposite, I would have said, okay, there's this din of pikuach nefesh. Then there's a separate din of p'tur onshin in the case of ones. Why? Because then it'd say, okay, in the case of pikuach nefesh, v'chay behem v'lo sheyamos. In the case of gimel chamuros, yahag v'yavor, right? In a case of ones, you get a p'tur of onshin even on the gimel chamuros, because at the end of the day, you don't get punished because of, in cases of ones, right? But instead, the Rambam presents it as Kiddush Hashem says that yavor v'yahareg in most mitzvos because of a chaybe, right? Should live a Jew, like the biggest Kiddush Hashem is living a you know, a Torah true life, right? It's actually very deep, right? It's better to live al Kiddush Hashem than to die al Kiddush Hashem. That's actually how the Rambam formulates it. It's actually, you know, it's actually not just a sisma, not just like a slogan. It's actually state around them. First, you're supposed to live al Kiddush Hashem. Then you're supposed to die al Kiddush Hashem, right? In cases of ones, right, it undermines the chumras ha'aveira, so you're not chayv onshin. And then, right, in cases where it's just pikuach nefesh, but there's no Kiddush Hashem involved, so then v'chay behem. In most, in cases where it's not gimel chamuros, and in cases of gimel chamuros, v'chay behem doesn't apply, and therefore you'd be chayv onshin if you're over. Okay. All right. Fine. Okay. Now let's see Reb Chaim. Let's see how does the
quick question?
Yeah, sure.
Sorry, this is a few minutes earlier. I think I missed it when you said it. How did we figure out Gilui Arayos Besvara? I think you said it was related to the svar for shvichos damim.
Yeah, the Gemara says it's hukash to shvichos damim, right? Because the Gemara, because the pasuk says ki kasher yakum ish areihu viratzcho nefesh kin hadavar hazeh, right? That rape is like just like is like murder, right? So it says, so the Gemara says, right, there rape is like murder, and therefore, right, that's the same, right? Occupies the same conceptual space, and it's also Yahag Vayav. All right. Right. So for the Rambam, basically we have two separate issues, right? Which then means that for the Rambam, there's both Chumras Ha'avera ish and Kiddush Hashem. Right? Just to bring us back to the Ramban versus Balmor. According to the Ramban, the Gimel Chamuros are Chamor. According to the Balmor, it's really about Kiddush Hashem. For the Rambam starts and makes it very clear that it's all about Kiddush Hashem, right? But then the Rambam also makes it clear that there's a Chomras HaAveira component. Now, just as like a Tzvedinim thing, it's very cool already, because the Rambam actually gives us a Nafkamina, right? Both of these things are true, right? Both Kiddush Hashem and Chomras HaAveira. What's the nafkamina though between the two of them? They're tzvi dinim. So din, the din of Kiddush Hashem, right? A is machayev you to be not moser nefesh when you're not supposed to do it. And it's machayev you to be moser nefesh even though you'd be putter from onesh and maybe even from chumas avera, right? Good nafkamina, maybe the idea of karka ulam, right? We are totally passive, right? Doesn't have the Chumras HaAveira, but it'll have the Chil Hashem, right? So then you'd be chayv to Moser Nefesh, even though you can buy, get past the Chumras HaAveira, right? Flip side is, let's say you're dealing with a case of refuah, where medically you need XYZ thing in order to heal yourself. It says the Rambam that if you were to go, since it's not Ones, right? So the Chumras HaAveira is fully in play, right? Even though maybe, right? I mean, you're not going to be chayv nisa for Kiddush Hashem, but therefore, if you are avar v'nisrape, un shenoso bezdin, un shenosharoilo, because, right? Pikuach nefesh isn't doche, the gimel chamuros, right? It's not a case of ones, and therefore, you're going to be chayv onshin, right? So the Rambam holds that the idea of gimel chamuros still applies, right? Just like the Ramban. And like Rabbeinu David, he says that in a case where it's just pikuach nefesh, but not ones, so the yerchayv onshin, right? For the Balamor, pikuach nefesh always applies, right? Just Kiddush Hashem says you have to give up your life. So you'd never be able to say that yerchayv onshin, right? Because for the Balamor, it's a din of pikuach nefesh, and then a counter din of Kiddush Hashem. For the Rambam, it's both Gimel Chamuros and Kiddush Hashem. Okay, so in case of Ones, it's Ones Rachman Patres, you can't get Onchen, but you still did, but the Avera is still an Avera Chamura that's not Nitzche by Pikuach Nefesh, and therefore, you would get Onesh if you were over in a case of Refuah, right? Where no one's forcing you to do it, you're just doing it because it'll save your life. Okay. That good? Everyone get it? And then Afkamina? Okay, great. Okay. So how does Reb Chaim understand it? Kishiyamu nachr v'yanos Yisrael avor achas glam mitzvah sumar tzatorah o yarek v'yavor o yaregenu yavor v'yaharig v'am davar mishar mitzvah schutz mevor zayg yadosh shechutamim shal shavayos iru leim yom rulo avor achas mehen o teharig yaharig v'yav v'hu b'sug yedis anedrin amar Reb Yochanan mishar Reb Shom ben Yotzadak Nimnu v'gamru ba'aliyas beisins nitzah b'luz kol ha'aveiro shabatora im amrim lo aladam avor v'al tehareg yavor v'al yehareg chutz me'avod zara gilras v'shich chuzam avod zara skim okay, the Rambam disasam v'lo hizkir klal hach dekarko olam. So he says, points out that the Rambam never mentions karko olam anywhere, right? Mash with the cholik alze, misav related to b'chol gavri yaharik v'yavor begil arayos. He says, right? He ignores karak olam. Ukvar nechlik or rishonim bze, kimavur b'balamor b'mocham usham. The esther lo havi arayos klal. Wait a second. So far, you can say, okay, maybe the Rambam just doesn't hold by Karkola, right? That works. Except, he says, Tosfos made a really good point, which is by Rotzeach, the whole Svara is Miyamrza Damadidach Sumak Tvei. Therefore, said Tosfos, if someone pushes you onto someone else to kill them, you should remain passive, right? Because you don't have the right to prioritize your life over their life, but you also can't prioritize their life over your life. So you should simply remain passive, right? V'yesh lomar, dekiven deber tzicha gufa, ha dechilok shevi al tase, mimaisa biyadayim, halo einze mishum chomer demaisa biyadayim. Right? He says, when it comes to tzicha, it's not because of the chomeras hamaisa, rak dekiven deshnei nefasho shkulos hein, hakochach tzach leo shevi al tase, right? Because you're, the whole point of v'chai behen says that human life is really valuable, right? In the case of tzicha, that's exactly the problem. So we can answer is that when it comes to Ritzicha, it's not that Miyamr said Dama Nidach, and therefore you should be passive. Right? It's that both, if you get yourself killed, that's also Ritzicha, right? You're killing yourself. And if you let them throw you, right, use you to kill the other person as an object, so that's also a Ritzicha. So either way, there's a Ritzicha. The question is, right, whether or not you're doing it actively or passively. So there you can't get yourself killed, right, because you're just right. You're not allowed to do Ritzicha at all. Get it? So Chaim is basically arguing that when it comes to the case of Tosfos, it's not that Miyamr said Dama Didach Sumak Tvei, and therefore you can be totally passive and just, right. And just, the point is that you can't do anything. The point is that you can't kill anybody, which also includes yourself. In this case, there are two people, right? Two people, one of which is going to get killed, is going to be Ritzichad, so you can't. Right, since you can't decide whether it's you or him, it's not that you could just be passive to save yourself, right? Or that you're not chayiv to prevent the ritzicha. You're chayiv to prevent the ritzicha, right? Just in docha zo azot dinu b'shevi al tase. You should just be totally passive because there are two contradicting ma'is ritzichas that are, you know, on the docket, right? Okay, v'yish lomar od dinei tzarachim b'divrei tosos. This is an important question, which is the idea that all cases of being passive are equal, right, is not at all obvious. Why? Because if you're being thrown onto a tinok, so you're not a rotzeach at all. You didn't do any avera, right? Hello, have you rak ke'evin ve'itz bi'ad rotzeach? Right? What does it mean to be participating in the Aveira? Right? Does it mean that you have to be proactive? Or does it merely mean that you have to actually, right, be doing the Aveira? Whatever the Maisa Aveira is. In the case of Arayos, right, the Maisa Aveira is, right, the intimacy, in which case, right, if it's not you're not able to divorce that action from her, right, as opposed to in a case where someone's being literally thrown like an object, so then you can't, they're not even legally engaged in an action, right? I mean, the question is do we care about passive active, or do we care about are you like a subject or an object? Right, in the case of throwing somebody onto someone else to kill them, the person is not doing ritzicha, not even passively. Right, he's simply an object that's being used for blunt force trauma. Right, but that doesn't make them doing an action you know, legal or a legal participant in action. Question is making them, maybe makes them an accessory to the crime. Right? So being active versus passive might not be the correct chakira here. Maybe the correct chakira is actually, are you involved in the in that legal action or not? Right? V'rakta lo li'avar ma'isa gamkin lo hayachayev l'msar atzmo. D'matzi yamar adarab, ma'ichaz d'ama d'chavrei sumak tfei. D'ma didi sumak tfei. Kivi lo kavir ma'isa. V'karchach v'mkein, hu adin b'nara m'rasa z'yafinu mirotzeach. After v'aras l'gid avrayas, kivi lo kavir d'ma'isa, im b'hachtin adit tehari g'atavo. He's just going back and forth on this. Then as the Yesh Lefarish, the Ma'idu Karmas B'Gemara, Hach Savara, the Ma'ichaz Dama Didach Sumak Tfei, Dilma Dama D'Chavrich Sumak Tfei, Betray Gavni, O Dilma, O Dineim, Akivan D'Dik Shkulin Hein, Al-Karach Mela Hevi Dina, D'Tarach Leo Shev Al-Tase, Val Ma'is Tubi Adayim Yehag Vayav. Why this is so important, or so interesting, not really so important, but so interesting, right, is it's kind of the same sort of back and forth that we keep feeling, which is when we're talking about chumras haavira, do we say, well, oh, there's chumras haavira, and therefore, even if you're just any association with a murder or any association with gerayos is hugely problematic and needs to, right, be yarek vayavor, or no? You say, well, the whole point is chumras haavira. So if you're not doing the chumras haavira, the whole chumra, because you're doing it because you're being totally passive, or because you know you're not doing any action physically, or because X, Y, Z. Right? So then let's say that it's not, right? Let's just say then, maybe, right? I might be dying in Harg Vayabor. Or say no, right? If there are two murders here, so then why should we apply? Can't apply V'chai Behen. Right? How can you say that you can be over on the Isser if it's not even going to save a human life at the end of the day? Right, one way to look at it is to say, well, right, someone's going to die, so we don't have the case of miyamr sedama didach sumak tfei, because maybe my dam is sumak tfei, so I should be shaved out tasa. Or say no, right? No one's life is being saved, so why should I be over on the isser, right? There's no benefit of me trying to pull out v'chai behen if someone's going to die anyway. So at least I might as well not be over on the isser, right? Right? No, because maybe because there's no chai behen going on, so there's no dechia, the isser still applies. So of course, you should rather get yourself killed than allow them to throw you onto somebody else and to crush them, because right, there's no din of a chai behen. So mamela, you shouldn't be over on the isser, right? Or participate in the isser, or allow the isser to happen. Mamela. The heavy dina di harg vayavor b'chol gavni. The number tzicha gufa im haya shevi al tasa b'gavni di yeshva din tzicha gam ken amri v'kivin de shkulim heim be'in chaviru nitzu b'nei pikuach nafsho v'mele harg vayavor kivin de lochala din tzicha bar tzicha. I think all this is very relevant dafka in the Rambam, because the Rambam holds of both chumras haveira and kiddush Hashem, right? Because I think if you just held of kiddush Hashem, right, it wouldn't have quite as many layers, because you say, well, you know, is there a din of Kiddush Hashem if, you know, in the case of being totally passive? Or you say, oh, well, you're being totally passive, so there's no Chilul Hashem. Or you're being totally, you know, you have a chiyuv to Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, so therefore you have to do it. You know, being passive or not is not so relevant, right? If you let yourself be thrown onto this baby, so, you know, that's a Chilul Hashem, whether or not you're active or passive, right? End of story. Because the Rambam interlaces Chumras Haveira and the Kiddush Hashem component, Mimela, right? It's harder to know. Okay. V'harambam disasam v'lo... Wait, no, I went the wrong way. V'nira, d'chin hu kipirash ha-sheni, shekasavnu, mehad yisa b'mitziya, shnayim shayom halach mederach, bi'alecha mehem kiton shamayim, hachabar rebi kiva, v'limen v'chay achicha imach, chayecha kodim l'chay achicha, haray da'af agav da'hasam hevi b'shevi al-taseh, right, in the case of two people, right, there are two people in the midbar, you have water, the other guy doesn't. So Rekiva said, so the first Tana says, oh, you have to split it, and then you'll tough luck, you'll both die. And Rekiva says, no, if you only have enough for you, so then you keep it, because the chayachicha imach says your obligation to maintain the life of someone else, right, is imach, is with you. right, comes secondary to your own survival. Shmamina, the davka b'hatzala d'ika kra d'v'chayachichi ma'chayach ha'kodne. Aval b'retzicha d'leika kra b'cholim yin yarg v'yavor. Af b'shevi al-tasa below avid in ma'ises. So Reb Chaim says, the chiddush is that when it comes to saving someone, you can save yourself first, right? When it comes to retzicha, retzicha is abhorrent, retzicha is aser, and therefore, even if you're being shevi al-tasa, you as a Jew are obligated, right, not to do retzicha. And if that means you're going to get killed, so be it, right? But your chiyuv is to prevent retzicha. Being passive, says Reb Chaim, right, isn't good enough in order to get you out of the din. And I think, again, why? Because if it's a din of chumras ha'aveira, so you say, well, being passive gets you out of the chumras ha'aveira, right? Being passive says, oh, well, maybe the opposite also, so just be shevi al tase, because chumras ha'aveira says you're stuck, right? But then also says it's a din of kirush Hashem. And the mitzvah is also, don't do retzicha, don't allow retzicha to happen. So being passive isn't good enough. If the mitzvah is also is this combination of chumras havera and kiddush Hashem, so what's cool is that chumras havera says that the mitzvah still applies, right? And kiddush Hashem says that you have a proactive chiyuv, right? To, you know, A, be mekayeh shem shemayim, but B, is it kind of also has a spillover effect to the iser, right? Which is even b'shivi al tase, even when you have this teiku between the miyamers the dama didachsu maktvei and the other guy's dama didachsu maktvei, right? You can't be doche either one's life, right? But it says, well, actually, you know, you have to maintain, but you have this obligation still to keep that mitzvah. That mitzvah still applies, right? So even in the case of ones, where ones will like undermine the nature of the chiyuv, Ram doesn't think that, oh, well, you know, the Isser is gone. Right? Well, more kind of sounds like, oh, the Isser is gone, but you have a chiyuv proactively to be mekayeh shem shamayim. So then you say, well, in cases where you're passive or whatever, right, maybe that doesn't apply. But for the Rambam, the Isser is still there because of the chumras ha'aveira, right? But it's not just a question of being, oh, proactively, like passively, you can be over passively because like shevi al taseh, because the whole nature of the chiyuv is also proactive chiyuv kiddush Hashem. All right, so that's why how the Reb Chaim tilts the scales and says, oh, someone says, oh, I'm going to throw you on a baby to squish it. So you have to be a Hargav Yavor, says Reb Chaim, against Tosfos, because, right, the whole nature of Yargav Yavor is proactive. Right? I mean, the only time that we would ignore, we can't ignore the fact that the Ratzich is happening. And more important than that, we can't ignore it because you can say, oh, well, in the scream of things, such as Shev al Tase, because one of the two is going to happen anyway, right? It's either you or the other person, because you as a person are chayiv, right, to prevent the retzicha or to not participate in it. Your chayiv is still present. Yeah, Rachel.
One of the things that I'm stumped by is the way that he's referring that case when they're walking in the desert, he says it's a din hatzala.
Yeah.
That seems, I don't know. It's hard for me to come at exactly what he means by passive killing, because that sounds pretty much like passive killing.
We both have, I have water, you don't have water. We're in the desert. Do I have to give up my water and let myself die? I'm not killing you. You're in the desert. You ran out of water. I have water, but only enough to keep myself alive. Should I let myself die and give you my water? So Rabbi Kiva says no, right? V'chai achi chaymach says that your obligation to save someone else's life doesn't come at the expense of your own, right? Mm-hmm. I think this is actually a good question because it can help me sharpen my point about Reb Chaim or about the Rambam Shita. If you just viewed it as a chiyuv asay of kiddush Hashem, so I'd say, okay, well, you have this positive mitzvah of kiddush Hashem, but if Rav Chaya Chichimach basically says, well, you know, if you can't kill the other person, right? You don't have to save them, right? or you don't have to save them at the expense of yourself either. But Reb Chaim says that's not true, right? When it comes to saving someone proactively and helping them out, right, doing a mitzvah saseh, or let's say Kiddush Hashem, so then I could say, well, right, when the scales are balanced, right, you could just be shevi'al ta'aseh. Kiddush Hashem says that you can't go and kill somebody. You can't be over avodah zarah, etc., give the rayas in order to save yourself, right? But it doesn't say, in a case where you're being totally passive necessarily, that you have to go and get yourself killed rather than being thrown on this trial because, right, miyamar sedama didach stumak tveh. Right? So maybe you should just be passive. Says Reb Chaim, no, because in the case of v'chaya chichay mach, that's a mitzvah saseh. That's your chiyuv to save someone, right? But here, there's ratzicha involved, right? And then you also have an obligation to prevent ratzicha from happening at all, right? So in a case where, right, so because the avera is still going to happen, you should proactively get yourself killed, essentially, rather than allow him to throw this person to throw you on the tinok, because the isser is still present and you need to prevent the isser, right? Meaning the proactive chi of Kiddush Hashem, let's say, isn't necessarily strong enough according to Reb Chaim, right? Not necessarily true, but this is what Reb Chaim understands it, to make you chayev to get yourself killed rather than have the person throw you onto the tinok. What is strong enough is to say, well, right, if you or the tinok are going to die, right, so then there's no benefit in us waiving, right, the isser. And if there's no benefit to waiving the isser, so you're still obligated in the isser, which means you can't be involved in the isser. So mela, right, you have to give up your life rather than even be totally passive. Right? Now, again, I think it's because the Rambam has this combination of the isser is still present, it's not nidche because of the chumrah, and there's this proactive perspective on it, right? It's not just merely a passive thing like, oh, you can't be over, as much as proactively you are supposed to make sure it doesn't happen, right? So he's kind of like combining that like proactive approach of the Kiddush Hashem in the Rambam plus the Chumras Aveira to say you also can't let it happen to get to his conclusion that even Karka Olam doesn't help you. Okay. Now, according to Reb Chaim, though, what's interesting is it seems like according to either one of those alone, the argument of Karka Olam would work, which is something we were pointing out earlier, even though we weren't totally happy with it, right? But I think Reb Chaim is kind of making this argument. If you think it's just Dinu Kiddush Hashem, say, well, if you're totally passive, right? You're totally passive. You're not being Machal Shem Shemaim because you didn't do anything, right? And if it's just a Chumras Aveira, say, well, Ones, and you didn't do anything, so that knocks out Chumras Aveira, right? It's only when you combine those two, then you have proactive Chumras Aveira Kiddush Hashem combined, where you have to prevent yourself from being thrown on the tinok, right? And then you're chayiv to also like get yourself killed rather than do ritzicha or be involved in ritzicha. Right? That's not trivial because you could say no. Anytime you have a chayiv proactively of Kiddush Hashem, that means proactively Kiddush Hashem, you have to go and mikachim shemai. Right? But that's not how the way Reb Chaim sees it. Yeah. Rachel.
But he also had that comment about how there is no way to be a karka olam in terms of giloy arayos.
We'll say that in terms of giloy arayos, you might not understand that as being right. The karka olam might not count the same way because it's not, you're physically passive, right? You're not necessarily not legally passive. Or you can't legally disassociate.
Right. So where does that leave us with our Gemara, where we said Ones does apply to a Gil Arayos situation?
So maybe you have to say like Rabbeinu Tam that Biaskai is right is different. That's a good question in a Chanami, right? Because according to if you understand like Reb Chaim, then the Rambam would seem to have to pass on like Rabbeinu Tam. Correct, because Kach Kolam doesn't count. I think you can also argue the opposite, right? And say when it comes to Ritzicha, Kach Kolam doesn't help you because the whole Isser is the Totsa, right? Right, and therefore, and the din is in the Totsa. Maybe Arayos is a din in the Maisa, right? Maybe Avodazar also is in the Maisa. Like you're asking, well, if you worship Avodazar, but you're not having to. I mean, if you, right, so that's a little trickier because, like, well, you're doing Avodazar, but let's say you're not doing anything, right? Let's say the guy takes you and he, like, starts having you bow down. He physically just bows you down, right? So in that case, are you chayv to be harig v'yavor? Right? I think you can make a very strong argument that, well, you mean you're not doing anything. You're not doing Avodah Zarah.
Wow, that sounds exactly like the Gil Arayos case.
So I'm saying maybe, yeah, maybe you could say, hey, that's the same as Gil Arayos, but when it comes to Yivritzicha, it doesn't help you. Right? Because there, the point it might be the Totsah, right? The Totsah of Ritzicha happens. Right? But it could be that the din of if it's about Chumras Aveira, so the Chumra HaSavera isn't in the Totsa of Gil Arayos as much as the acts of Gil Arayos, right? Gil Arayos is an Isra in the action. Vrazar is an Isra in the action. Ritzicha might be an Isra in the Totsa, right? Because now the guy's dead, right? It's not about the act of killing someone as much as making someone else dead, right? Let's say Shammai Hazakim says that the one time we say that there's shliach l'dvar avera is by ritzicha. If you pay a hitman to kill someone, you're chayiv, right? Why? So I think the answer could be is because, yeah, because it's all a din of the totza, right? In terms of the maisa avera, right, in shliach l'dvar avera. But at the end of the day, you paid someone to, you know, to commit murder, and the hitman killed him, so now he's dead, so that's on you, right? Fine, so we're going to stop here because it's very late. But that's the that's the rest of our sigyas. Basically, right? three main shitos, or like two poles. We have the idea of Kiddush Hashem. You have the idea of that these are veros chamuros, and then you have this either Svei Dinim in the Rambam, right, which is a little bit more the way we were reading the Rambam, which is right, they're really two overlapping concepts. There's Chumras Haveira and there's Kiddush Hashem, right? Nafkamina being cases of Pikuach Nefesh where there's no Ones, right? So the Chumras Haveira still applies. And in the case of when there is an Ones, so that undermines Chumras Haveira, but still there's Kiddush Hashem component. And then finally, we have the Reb Chaim who wants to kind of combine these two and kind of make it like like the Chumras Haveira is not like, oh, just like it's an avera chamura to do, as much as it's like a proactive, you cannot allow these averos to happen, right? In a kind of like more proactive sense. And therefore, he creates this in-between state of therefore, even being totally passive is a problem because the isser is for these things to happen, right? Which is kind of like a combination of these two, of the two poles. Okay, shkrach.
Thank you so much. This was heavy subject.
Thank you. Hey, sorry, we were a little all over the place.
No problem. Where are you, by the way?
Right now we're in the New Haven